This is Ted Kennedy. The administration and Congress are cruising for a new confrontation over presidential pocket vetoes. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, a recent decision by the Supreme Court leaves the president's pocket veto power more confused than ever. The Justice Department asked the court to uphold pocket vetoes any time Congress adjourns for more than 3 days. The House and Senate say they're valid only during the final adjournment at the end of a Congress. The court disposed of the case on other ground, so the next move is the president's. The Justice Department position is too extreme, Bob. The Constitution intended Congress to have the chance to override vetoes wherever possible. That means the pocket veto should be limited. Whenever a president uses it, he kills a bill outright. There's no possibility of an override. Will you stand up for the rights of Congress, Bob, or has the president got you in his pocket on this one, too?
There's one thing that worries me more than presidents overreaching, Ted. That's letting judges assume the power of telling the president and Congress what to do. Now, there are some tough cases that only the court can resolve, but I'm not convinced that any court can dictate the balance of political power between the president and the Congress. That goes to the heart of our political system. Given that, I'd rather see the president negotiate with Congress over what kinds of a pocket veto are appropriate. But if they just can't agree, I can't fault any president for doing what he thinks is right. Frankly, if President Reagan or any president uses a pocket veto to try to save the taxpayers' money, it's hard to argue on the merits. But then maybe arguing on the merits isn't what you had in mind, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. The camouflage is off. The new Democrats want to spend and tax just like the old ones. Get the bad news tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.